This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with the Michael Bruce Image Consulting team, your style experts. We like to have some fun with style, so we keep it light and breezy for you. Let me introduce you to the team. First up, we have the Baron of Bouge, Bruce.
Hey, hey, hey. What's happening? I'm back.
I'm going to come up with another one. Based on the conversations we have while we're waiting to go on air, I have a few thoughts.
No, you do not have few thoughts.
I do. Next up, we have our pop culture princess, Stacey.
I like that one. That's good.
And next, we have the Countess of Colorful Commentary herself, Beck.
Hello. Does anyone else hear people say things and you think of song lyrics? Like when Pamela just said, I do, I'm like, oh, that's an ABBA song.
Does that happen to anyone else? Absolutely. All the time.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Okay, good.
Music's in our head.
Also, don't forget about very patient Lady P.
This is me.
Yes, exactly. She is, she's both at the top and bottom of this list because
where are you going with that?
Because here's the deal. It's a lot of this, the ideas and stuff come from you, and then you always kind of bring up the rear, so then you mention yourself last.
Oh, there you go. Top and bottom.
Okay. No. All right. See? I was a bit worried there. Yeah. Where is she going with this?
Hey, this is a PG show.
It is a PG show.
Let me just say that's a really good tie-in to my In the News today.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Beck, what is in the news? Yes.
Speaking of being on top or on the bottom, I think my favorite company has finally pushed it too far.
Balenciaga.
So I wasn't actually going to talk about this story because, you know, I sort of figured it's really not super appropriate. But for anyone who hadn't seen it, they did a whole ad campaign with children featuring sort of sexually suggestive outfits. Why I think it's super interesting is that as of today, Balenciaga has actually sued the producers who came up with the ad campaign for $25 million because they have gotten so much negative backlash.
Right.
So I think, you know, they've been pushing envelopes, pushing buttons, you know, and finally I think it's coming back to bite them in the butt.
Now, didn't they try and say that they didn't sign off?
They did.
The
they said it wasn't approved.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Who does that though? Who lets... There's no way not that a company, company that way. Did, no.
Right.
that size,
legal
did not
documents
sign off on that.
Yeah, when you're that big, you approve everything.
So, you know, so besides the fact that it's teddy bears that are essentially like...
S&M.
Yeah, let's clarify that, actually.
Yeah, they're tied up.
Wasn't the children, it wasn't the children
that were in the costumes.
It was the teddy bears that they were hoarding.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So then, to take it... I mean, that's bad enough. Now you take it one step further, and apparently there was... as part of the background, there were images of legal docs about laws pertaining to child pornography.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what's interesting is that this ad campaign actually was released during Paris Fashion Week in September. And I don't think there was really much of a kerfuffle at the time. And then it kind of got a foothold in mainstream media. Mm-hmm. And that's when... So yes, I find it very surprising that something there that they're now suing after the public backlash. Yeah, I think you're right, P. There's no way they did not. This was, funnily enough, this was their holiday campaign.
I know, it was weird.
Yeah, I know, that's a little
to
bit
say
weird.
The least.
But, you
and
know,
then I did see today
it's
that,
a gift, right?
Sure.
Well,
who doesn't want
bags.
A bondage bear?
Who wants a bondage bear as a gift?
They're bags. They're like they're it's bags. A purse you would carry, you know? So it's not like it's a toy necessarily, but I think had they done it with adults, it would have just been another weird thing that they did. But the fact that they used kid models, child models,
took it to
I think
a different
pushed it.
Weird push level.
Yeah, I did see that this morning. I don't know if it was actually this morning, but I saw the post this morning that Kim K is actually, you know, kind of outraged by
reevaluating
it,
her. Yeah,
yeah. But up until this point, she hasn't said anything.
No, of course not. She never says anything until she didn't say anything about her ex-husband's anti-Semitism either.
Yeah.
Until, you know, she was forced to. So, you know, that's the way they roll. Whatever.
Oh, well.
All right.
Stand by your man. I guess we can add Stand By Your Man to our
to our playlist. Oh my gosh. Well, speaking of gifts and bags
and bondage. You are not bound to
You're
the typical places.
Absolutely.
To go shopping.
Yes. So what are we talking about, P?
I think you just covered it. not the bound bit, but yeah, this week. So the holidays are fast approaching. So every year we kind of like to dig in and see what we can find locally that we think would make great gifts for our friends, our family, loved ones, or just those people in your life that have made an impact. So there are so many options out there, but we're going to start with some of the stuff that's a little more local,
right?
That we love and that we companies that we admire and things that we would actually gift to people ourselves.
Can I just say there is so much retail. There's it's overwhelming. There's so much retail. I mean, there's all this stuff in the news like, oh, the economy is this and the economy is bad. I'm like, people spent a gazillion dollars on Black Friday. They're going to spend another gazillion dollars on Cyber Monday. There's so much retail. There's so much to buy. It's a little overwhelming, actually.
Well, I think that, you know, obviously, as the pandemic and COVID becomes something that is like, you know, people are sort of figuring out how to navigate and whatever. Mm-hmm. People are, I mean, I traveled for Thanksgiving holiday and it was bonkers. And so people are shopping again, regardless of the economy and whatever. People are getting together and they're like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I got a pass for 3 years or whatever. And now I have to actually shop. Now, I have a question. So laying out for this episode, are we going to talk about places that are related to really style, clothing, accessories, that kind of thing? Or are we just talking gifts in general?
I think a bit of both, actually.
Yeah,
so we're going to start with apparel or accessories and things like that. But style doesn't just relate just to clothing. I mean, as we've talked about before, I mean, you know, it's all the things that kind of go along with that. But things that happen in your life, too, kind of can contribute to your style. So whether that's your home, having a space in your home that's just for you, that makes you feel good, then it inspires you to do other things. But just generally, you know, stylish gifts, whether it is apparel or something for the home or something from the heart, that makes people feel good. That's what gift giving is about, right?
So
it's supposed to be
from
the heart that you thought about it. So I'm going to kick off because I know Bruce is desperate to say something about an item that he's flapping around in his hand.
Flapping around in my hand. That's not a good visual.
No, but we'll explain to the listeners in a minute.
Baron of Booze doesn't flap.
Wow.
So I think, you know, like all of us, you know, we want to put some real thought into gifts for people that we love, admire, whatever, you know, and finding things that maybe strike a chord with our conscience or the environment or whatever it is, I think is always a good place to start. So I'm going to start with Skein, as you guys say it. Local clothing company. Actually, they're a luxury brand of knitwear, and actually the owner, Lisa Yip, has actually been on our show. I had an opportunity to actually see her clothing in person a couple of months ago, and I have to tell you that the feel of it, it's all alpaca and merino wool. Gorgeous. The feel, the weight, the quality of it was just lovely. It gave me good vibes. So, you know, it's kind of on the luxury end. It's, you know, not designer prices, but it's good quality. So these things would make really great basics. So if there's somebody in your life that would appreciate really good quality knitwear, this is somewhere that's definitely a good place to go. And if you're looking for some of those kind of smaller items, she has these amazing beanies. They're ribbed baby alpaca beanies, and they come in so many great colors. I'm kind of coveting the lapis blue that she has, but she's got a scarlet red and a green and an aubergine color, and they're just soft and well
really
constructed
pretty.
And they're really, really pretty. She also has some great scarves that, again, if you're looking for the smaller items, these are great. They come in great colors. But check her stuff out. Again, she's local, and her stuff is sustainable. She's very conscious about making sure that the stuff that she produces is well produced, and also that it's more sustainable. It's mm-hmm. those items that you're going to keep for a really long time. And, you know, she's got some beautifully made bodysuits and sweaters. And, you know, and if anybody's listening, the wrap jumpsuit, I'll take it.
You know. There you go.
Noted.
Yep, yeah, noted.
So she would be, skein would be yep. on my list of items that I would consider purchasing for somebody who loves the outdoors, but would like a bit of brightness to their, right, to their wardrobe right, with just right. those little accent pieces. So
we have a few people that have been guests on our show that would be great gift ideas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. You want my name? Oh, so we were talking about Bruce flapping something around. That was a beanie you were winging around. I was asking about it.
let's stick with luxury first. So let's stick with luxury first. I actually like where you're going. Stacy has a one that I think is a really good. There's a lot of great local. I want to say first, so Seattle actually is, there is a lot of really good local businesses here that are doing some really nice stuff. I mean, I did some research over the weekend, and I was like blown away with how many entrepreneurs and people that we have that have
and
online
business. And not just
business.
In Seattle either.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say,
you know, Snohomish, right. up north, there's lots of boutiques that are really carrying some more, you know, kind of smaller boutique-y type places, which is always a fun place to shop. You know?
For sure.
Yeah, obviously, we support the malls, and because obviously that business creates great economy, etc. Yeah. But those smaller businesses, you can really find some great pieces.
You sure can.
Well, one of the ideas that I was going to share, I work with a jeweler that is located in Kirkland, Dynamic Designs Jewelry, and she has taken stones, jewelry, stones that I have loose, or jewelry that I don't wear anymore that came from my mother, came from my grandmother, and together we've designed some things. Plus, she actually has a storefront that, it's located at her home, but like a full store.
It is.
And some beautiful really beautiful things. So since we were talking about more luxury items, you know, if there is something that it may not be done in time for the holidays at this point, but if there is some piece of jewelry that a loved one doesn't wear, or you've got some loose gold hanging around and you're like, how am I going to pay for this? She'll actually buy the gold, and you can then put it towards whatever you either choose to purchase or design and make.
Right. I like that.
Fantastic.
It's rethinking. So old things, I actually, when my mom passed away, she gave me a whole bunch of stuff that she had. And I'm actually going to take it to Jeanette to see kind of what we can kind of come up with. You know, something like
I'll be getting the details off you at the end of the show, Stacey, because I have some stuff too. So I'm going to carry on with that thread. I mean, who doesn't love jewelry? Certainly the three women on this show do.
Yes.
Well, and I'm going to give a shout out. I've not worked with Jeanette, but I have worked with Kelly at Plateau Jewelers, and he is fantastic. Similar style. So if you find yourself in the Seattle area and Sammamish works better for you, it's a family-owned business. It's been there forever. And it's the same kind of thing. They really work with you and change things around. And quite honestly, I couldn't tell you the last time I designed my own jewelry, and it was really fun. I get why designers enjoy it, you know?
So fun.
So on that same vein, so I came across a lady when I went to an event recently. You guys will remember I went to the What She Said event with Sydney Mintle from Gossip and Glamour. And they had a lady called Valerie Madison on the panel, and she owns a Valerie Madison Fine Jewelry over in it's on 34th Avenue in Seattle. Now, she's online, but she does have a brick and mortar store too. So again, she does custom jewelry, but using recycled metals, quality stones, conscientiously sourced stuff to create heirloom quality pieces. So she has stuff that's available to buy, but she will create too. But on some of the things that are already created, there's some unusual engagement rings. So for those fellas out there and or ladies that are hoping to propose, check her out. She does things like salt and pepper diamonds and peach sapphire. So just things that are really a little unusual. She's got some great stacking rings. She's got these rings called diamond kissing rings, and it's a diamond with another stone next to it, and you can just kind of stack them. So just, you know, again, local, and just the creativity of it, I think, is great. So, you know, there's three kind of more luxury types of jewelry options. Yeah. And I think we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll talk about some other jewelry that is kind of more on affordable side of things. Not affordable, but you know, that we want to make sure that we've got brackets for everybody.
Absolutely.
And yeah, while we take a break, I'm going to go look up what a salt and pepper diamond is, because honestly, I have no idea. So
go back and tell us.
All right. So let's take a quick break. Keep listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe for more holiday gift ideas.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a style rut? If so, take the first step on your journey and go to MichaelBruceImageConsulting.com. Fill out their simple personal style assessment and schedule a complimentary, no obligation, 20-minute style consultation. Let the experts help you gain some perspective on your style challenges.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about holiday gifts. Of course, during the break, like, I'm glad we don't have a long break, but also sometimes we need a longer break because there were many things, directions that we were going in.
Many directions.
But that aside, Pamela mentioned before the break that she was going to share a resource or a spot that is local.
Yeah.
And I think I know where you're going.
Yeah, so our friends at Boma Jewelry. Yes. So, you know, again, we've had them featured on the show, and I know, you know, I've personally bought things from them. I know you guys have bought items from them. Mm-hmm. So what we love about Boma, one, again, they're local, but also they're a B Corp as well. So, you know, they've reached those standards of sustainability and, you know, they're ethically producing materials. So, you know, from a conscious point of view, I think that they're great, but also their jewelry is really fun. They have some great pieces in there. So, you know, they have things like their treasured pendant necklace, which have these changeable discs on them. So it's a great gift that you can give and then supplement those over time with, you know, additional discs so they can change them out. They've got some really fun earrings. Their pull-through earrings are really cute. There's a great pair of little pearl studs that I'm kind of interested in right now.
Basically, all the research for this was just you Christmas shopping.
Absolutely.
Is what I'm hearing.
Pretty much, their Harmony Jade necklace. But, you know, they're really well-made pieces. Mm-hmm. They're sustainable. Their silver is all recycled. And again, you know, they're just great people that run the company. Right. You know, so check them out as well. They, you know, have an online presence. You can actually buy some of their stuff through Amazon as well, if that's your choice. But, you know, we would always say try and check them out, you know, in the brick and mortar space or, you know, on their own retail website. So their e-commerce site. So, great
check
options
there. Yeah. And listen to our episodes, by the way, past episodes that we've had with Skein and with Boma.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Suzette, right?
Suzette, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's interesting doing a little more research is there are a lot of sustainable companies and companies in Seattle, in the Seattle area, are proper, mm-hmm. that are looking at, you know, and they're opening up businesses, but it's all about sustainability, eco-conscious, you know, friendly, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. And so it makes you feel good, actually, when you're not only supporting them, knowing that they're doing something really good for our area, the environment, and for the future. So it's actually really cool.
And it's attractive.
Yeah. I mean, it's good looking stuff.
Yeah.
And it has a functionality to it. And I love the sustainability. The one that I found was Feller Seattle, F-E-L-L-E-R.
Like, hey there, Feller.
Hey there, Feller. But what I thought was really cool is I'm actually in the process of trying to find a couple different pieces of outerwear for clients lately, and especially raincoats. But people want something kind of unique and fresh. And what I noticed with this place is, A, sustainable outerwear, but really, you got to check them out. Really fun pieces of outerwear. Like, literally, an oversized dot raincoat.
What?
Yeah. Like, literally printed. I mean, it was beautiful. Like, bright yellows, some different colors. Really, really interesting outerwear. Ooh. They do other things as well, cashmere, you know, and some other things. But man, I tell you, the outerwear was just like, wow.
Gotta check that out.
And you could even get a gift card online. So if you wanted to shop online, they have gift cards from 100 all the way to 400. So I just thought it was actually a really cool. I was like,
that is so
it's
nice.
It's hard
of you to
find
get
really
that
good
for me.
Outerwear. Absolutely. Get you a nice raincoat.
Speaking of outerwear, I'm going to redirect us from Seattle over to Issaquah for a moment and touch on a couple things in Gilman Village. There's a little store over there called Splendid Avenue that I adore. They carry a brand called Ilsa Jacobson, and they have the best raincoats and rain boots. And that whole store has got this sort of Scandinavian vibe to it. And I walk in and I think, I want my entire house to look like this. It's all very light and airy and sort of raw wood and bright white. And it just looks like, to me, looks like luxury, but not necessarily luxury prices. So it's kind of a... It's kind of fun clothing and home decor that I just think is a great little store. And I've had great luck finding really unique pieces in there. There are other places in Seattle that carry Ilsa Jacobson stuff, but I like to give my business to a smaller company like that because I like all the stuff she's curated in her store.
And speaking of Issaquah, it's the Gilman Village actually, and I've lived here for a while, but it's really transformed. There's a lot of really good stores, good restaurants, a lot of good boutiques now at Gilman Village. Like Lucky You, you know.
Yeah, I love Lucky You.
Lucky You. In fact, what I was flapping around was actually a funny thing is I was doing my Christmas. I was putting up my Christmas lights the other day. And at 4:15, what happens in Seattle in, you know, November, 4:15, it gets dark. So I was like, uh-oh, I'm not done. Oh, I had to go and find, I got a stocking stuffer last year as a gift. And I was like, what would I ever use that for? Actually, it came in super handy because it's a beanie with a light.
With a headlamp.
With a headlamp.
So you have to get a picture of that.
It's a beanie with a headlamp.
And oh, absolutely.
It's perfect. It was they have a ton of great stocking stuffers at that store. Like their sock slippers with the grippy bottoms. You can just find a lot of fun stuff.
And there are
not crazy
stores.
Prices. Yeah, they have
There's
two
Lucky
stores.
You and Lucky You and Lucky Home. So, you know, great accessories for your home, great accessories for your person. So,
Have you ever tried that? What's it? Fur? Fraser Fur. You ever tried the Fraser Fur candles?
Oh, yes. By Times.
By Times.
Oh,
my gosh. Love their, I think they're soy. So they burn.
I don't know, man.
Easy and simple, but they smell really great.
They smell
like
dynamite.
You can have a fake tree and feel like you've got a real tree with
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
So talking of stocking stuffers is one of the one that I like is 25th and June, who we also had on the show, but I had bought some of her nail polishes.
Oh,
wearing it today.
There you go.
They're great. She's got some great colors. Those make great stocking stuffers, you know, for people to try a different color, maybe that they wouldn't ordinarily just, you know, it's a great way to just kind of expand somebody else's horizons with, you know, playing with color or doing something for themselves.
Right.
You know, you could also buy, you know, multiple colors and make up a little gift basket. I love, you know, kind of creating gifts with lots of different things from different places. You were talking about candles there. If you're not easily offended, there's also the Malicious Candle Company in Snohomish.
Oh, Malicious Women.
Women Candle Company in Snohomish. So not for the faint-hearted, but she's got some great candles. They smell great and they're fun. Well,
we think
they're funny, but you know, just be aware that you might be offended, but you know, but it's good. I also love giving gifts of services to people. You know, I think we tend not to take great care of ourselves. You know, for the most part, we're always thinking of other people. So, you know, consider gifts of services like a massage or a mani and pedi for somebody that doesn't normally take the time to do that. Does that scream style? Of course it does. Taking care of yourself is stylish.
Absolutely.
Right. So when you can do those things for yourself, I think it kind of changes your mindset and it's a good reset.
Yeah, absolutely. I love, like for instance, in Issaquah, Sweet Bee, skin and
hair and skin lounge.
Hair and skin lounge. And whether you're going to get, you know, a treatment or, you know, buy a gift card for treatments, but they also have great products at Sweet Bee Hair and Skin Lounge.
Yeah, they do.
Really, really good products for face, skin. I mean, a lot of it's been all approved. A lot of it is sustainable. Like eco-friendly or paraben-free. I mean, I use some of their based products, and I love it.
So for me, the holidays are all about gifts that, and I use this phrase in my own show, that are from the sublime to the ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So covering both ends of the spectrum then, I would say go check out local artists.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that is also style. And like we always talk about with personal style, it's subjective. It's your own.
Yep.
And, you know, and buy something and support. And then to the sublime and ridiculous, of course, Pamela reminded me of my love and affection for Macklemore and Bogey Boys.
Yeah. Tell us what's going on at Bogey Boys. What would you buy?
Everything.
Everything.
I mean, he's ridiculous. He's bringing back, you know, all the Argyle stuff and just the ridiculous, loud looks that are on the golf course.
Uh-huh.
And
let's just premise that you don't have to keep it for the golf course.
Oh my gosh.
I was looking through the stuff the other day and I was like, you know, I'd kind of like want to wear that with a pencil skirt.
Right. Exactly. Totally. I mean, and that's the whole point is like he jokes about how he's terrible at golf. And so like you might as well be terrible out loud.
Right.
And, you know, and so I just love that piece. And so remember also that you can have fun. Of course, we're running out of time here. So shout out any other things that you want to in the next
minute. I would just say consider the person you're giving it to and do something maybe that they wouldn't do for themselves. So push the envelope for them.
And
right?
Don't do a scarf.
There's so many great other options
out there, but
have some fun with it and just, you know, be creative. And, you know, if you want lists of ideas of things that we love, you know, if somebody always wears a black coat, maybe buy them a bright outerwear coat from whether it's from Fellas or from somewhere else.
Right.
If there's somebody that uses the same bag for, you know, all year round, maybe buy them something that's a little bit different that, you know, the people in your lives, you know, their personalities. Play to those strengths when choosing something for them.
Kate Mensah, didn't she have bags?
Kate Mensah, yep. Absolutely, she has bags.
So we've got some past episodes that you should listen to. I mean, even a gift certificate to where somebody gets their hair done. If they complain that they can't afford to get their hair done more often, do that.
There you go.
So, okay.
I like it.
Just listen to people. Look at them. Notice and buy.
There you go.
Okay.
And buy with a heart.
There you go. So if you want some ideas and you need some direction, you can always reach out to us at michaelbruceimageconsulting.com and you can fill out our personal style assessment. We would be happy to help you. And remember to follow us on social media at michaelbruceic.
Did you really have to think about that?
I did. All of a sudden I was like, Michael. Okay. So Michael Bruce IC. Which stands for Image Consulting.
I thought the tryptophan coma was over.
It's not. It's a jet lag, man. All right. Have a great week. Happy shopping. Remember to support local.
There you go. Bye-bye.
Till next time.
Buy us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Services.
Duh.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.